Thanks, everybody, for coming. Hard to believe it's been 10 years, but it's gone by pretty fast. But after talking about Van for a long time, and, you know, he's not only a good coach, but he's a funny story waiting to happen the minute you're around him, and I have a lot of memories. But I think the four championships, all the victories in the Olympic team, the gold medal, you got a perfect record, 38-0, I think, in the USA Olympics. Number of Coaches of the Year awards, and even making it to the Coach of the Year, Hall of Fame. There's a lot of things that he's meant to this organization. I could sit up here all day, and he's been the mainstay, the cornerstone of the Commerce all this long time. He's still the only coach that started and still with the original team. But he's just been everything to this organization, and it was a blessed day when we found him. But with that, I'd like to turn it over to him now.
In 1997, Ole Miss was having a spring football game. Luckily for me, it was just raining everywhere. And there wasn't any fans there, and the guy found me, just luckily. If they'd have had their normal 25,000, they'd have never found me. And they said, Carol Dawson's on the line. I said, who in the world is Carol Dawson? I didn't know him. I didn't keep up with the NBA. I was so busy trying to win a college basketball game, compete against Tennessee. And they got in there, and he and I just hit it off right off the bat. I just thought how lucky I was. And we kiddingly so often say that I was the last guy that the Commerce tried to hire about in the country, but I did get the job. And I got to work with a great owner. And I'm going to tell you something. And Leslie Alexander, I got to work for a tremendous guy because he owns the team, and then he leaves you alone. You call him and say, Les, what do you think about this? He said, man, if it'll win, do it. And but then CD, nobody gives him enough credit. When I got here, I'm going to tell you, I was coaching. I got me and Kevin Cook joined up right off the bat. And Kevin and I are coaching. Cynthia Cooper turns out to be a tremendous player. Cheryl Swoops is on the team, can't play, but nobody had ever heard of Jeanette Arcane. He'd done all of that, and I got all the credit. We won four championships. I came to Houston for these rings, and what a wonderful, wonderful 10 years. I want to thank this. Oh, this is a great organization. I don't think some of you realize just you how much Les wants to win, how much he wants you to win a championship, and how dedicated he is to that, how dedicated he's been to the Comets. And then the fans. Fans, when we played our first game, we drew 16,285. And I almost didn't want to come to Houston because I didn't think we could draw. And then I got to meet so many great people. I just always said Houston is nothing but made up of Mississippians that move west. That's all. And it's been a wonderful ride for me. The media has been, you guys have just been unbelievable to me. We've had some kind of relationship. I even got to do the Rockets games with Bill Worrell for a year. Jim and Gene, and what an experience that was. I've experienced everything that you can in 10 years. It looks like at this particular time, Les is going to move in another direction, and probably there's an impending sale of this team. And I just thought it was best time for me to step aside, let new ownership do what they want to with the team. They're going to pay for that team. They'll have that privilege. And then I wanted to reflect that with my family. I got four grandchildren, my wife. I've been together all this time. And I just wanted to see if I wanted to go in another direction in life. And so as of today, I'm going to step aside as the Compass Coach.